This is Perrick Trial SPM Listening Test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be start. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in seven different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will hear an announcement about a new cinema.
Exciting news! We are thrilled to announce the grand opening of our brand new cinema. Get ready to immerse yourself in the ultimate cinematic experience at our state-of-the-art theater. With cutting-edge technology, plush seating, and a wide selection of snacks and beverages, we're here to make your movie-going experience unforgettable. From blockbuster hits to indie gems, we've got something for everyone. Join us for our grand opening weekend and be among the first to experience the magic of movies in a whole new way. See you at the movies.
Now listen again.
Exciting news! We are thrilled to announce the grand opening of our brand new cinema. Get ready to immerse yourself in the ultimate cinematic experience at our state-of-the-art theater. With cutting-edge technology, plush seating, and a wide selection of snacks and beverages, we're here to make your movie-going experience unforgettable. From blockbuster hits to indie gems, we've got something for everyone. Join us for our grand opening weekend and be among the first to experience the magic of movies in a whole new way. See you at the movies.
Question 2. You will hear a man talking about his part-time job as a cashier.
Working as a part-time cashier has its ups and downs, but overall it's a pretty decent gig. I spend most of my shifts scanning items, handling cash, and assisting customers with their purchases. It can get pretty hectic during rush hours, especially when there's a long line of impatient customers, but I've learned to keep my cool and work efficiently. One thing I enjoy about the job is the opportunity to interact with a variety of people from different walks of life. Whether it's chatting with regular customers or helping a newcomer find what they need, there's always something new happening at the checkout counter. Plus, the extra cash definitely helps with bills and other expenses.
Now listen again.
Working as a part-time cashier has its ups and downs, but overall it's a pretty decent gig. I spend most of my shifts scanning items, handling cash, and assisting customers with their purchases. It can get pretty hectic during rush hours, especially when there's a long line of impatient customers, but I've learned to keep my cool and work efficiently. One thing I enjoy about the job is the opportunity to interact with a variety of people from different walks of life. Whether it's chatting with regular customers or helping a newcomer find what they need, there's always something new happening at the checkout counter. Plus, the extra cash definitely helps with bills and other expenses.
Question 3. You will hear two people talking about cyberbullying.
Hey Tom, have you seen those hurtful comments on social media about Jenny?
Yeah, I saw them. It's terrible how people can be so mean online.
I know, right? Jenny doesn't deserve that kind of treatment. Cyberbullying is such a serious issue. Maybe we can report those comments and let Jenny know that she has our support.
That sounds like a good plan. Let's make sure she knows she's not alone in this.
Now listen again.
Hey, Tom. Have you seen those hurtful comments on social media about Jenny?
Yeah, I saw them. It's terrible how people can be so mean online.
I know, right? Jenny doesn't deserve that kind of treatment. Cyberbullying is such a serious issue. Maybe we can report those comments and let Jenny know that she has our support.
That sounds like a good plan. Let's make sure she knows she's not alone in this.
Question 4. You will hear an announcement at the airport.
Attention all passengers. We regret to inform you that flight 123 to New York, scheduled to depart at 3 p.m., has been delayed due to unforeseen technical issues. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Please remain in the boarding area for further updates. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Now listen again.
Attention all passengers. We regret to inform you that flight 123 to New York, scheduled to depart at 3 p.m., has been delayed due to unforeseen technical issues. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Please remain in the boarding area for further updates. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Question 5. You will hear a girl talking to herself about netball games.
You know, playing netball is so much fun. When we are on the court, it's all about teamwork and scoring goals. I love how fast-paced the game is, with players running around, passing the ball, and trying to outsmart the other team. And scoring goals, that's the best part. It takes skill and accuracy to get that ball through the hoop. Plus, there's always this rush of excitement when the crowd cheers for us. Win or lose, every game is an adventure, and I can't wait for the next one.
Now listen again.
You know, playing netball is so much fun. When we are on the court, it's all about teamwork and scoring goals. I love how fast-paced the game is, with players running around, passing the ball, and trying to outsmart the other team. And scoring goals, that's the best part. It takes skill and accuracy to get that ball through the hoop. Plus, there's always this rush of excitement when the crowd cheers for us. Win or lose, every game is an adventure, and I can't wait for the next one.
Question 6. You will hear an interview about book review.
Welcome to our fourth line interview segment. Today, we have Sarah with us, who recently wrote a book review. Sarah, could you tell us a little bit about the book you reviewed?
Hi, thank you for having me. The book I reviewed is called The Midnight Library by Mark Haig. It's a thought-provoking story about regret, second chances, and the power of choice.
That sounds intriguing. What did you find most compelling about the book?
One thing that really stood out to me was the way the author explored the concept of parallel lives and the idea of exploring different paths to find fulfillment.
Now listen again.
Welcome to our fourth line interview segment. Today, we have Sarah with us, who recently wrote a book review. Sarah, could you tell us a little bit about the book you reviewed?
Hi, thank you for having me. The book I reviewed is called The Midnight Library by Mark Haig. It's a thought-provoking story about regret, second chances, and the power of choice.
That sounds intriguing. What did you find most compelling about the book?
One thing that really stood out to me was the way the author explored the concept of parallel lives and the idea of exploring different paths to find fulfillment.
Question 7. You will hear a boy talking about recycling.
You know, recycling is super important. When we recycle, we're giving old stuff new life instead of letting it go to waste. It's like giving the planet a big hug. I love sorting through recyclables like paper, plastic, and glass. It's like a treasure hunt, finding all the things we can reuse. And when we recycle, we're helping to save energy and protect the environment. It's a small act that can make a big difference. So, let's all do our part and recycle whenever we can.
Now listen again.
You know, recycling is super important. When we recycle, we're giving old stuff new life instead of letting it go to waste. It's like giving the planet a big hug. I love sorting through recyclables like paper, plastic, and glass. It's like a treasure hunt, finding all the things we can reuse. And when we recycle, we're helping to save energy and protect the environment. It's a small act that can make a big difference. So, let's all do our part and recycle whenever we can.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear an interview with Anita on the benefits of preserving heritage sites. For questions 8 to 15, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello, everyone. Today we have with us Anita, a passionate advocate for preserving heritage sites. Anita, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's dive right in. Anita, could you share with our audience why it's important to preserve heritage sites?
Absolutely. Heritage sites are not just relics of the past. They're living connections to our history, culture, and identity. By preserving these sites, we're essentially safeguarding our collective memory and heritage for future generations. These sites hold huge educational, cultural, and economic value. They're not only beautiful to behold, but also serve as invaluable resources for research and learning.
That's a compelling perspective. Could you elaborate on some of the specific benefits of preserving heritage sites?
Certainly. Firstly, preserving heritage sites fosters a sense of pride and belonging within communities. When people see their heritage being respected and maintained, it strengthens their connection to their roots and instills a sense of identity. Additionally, these sites attract tourists, contributing to local economies through tourism revenue and job creation. They're also educational resources, offering insights into past civilizations, architecture, and ways of life. Furthermore, preserving heritage sites can have environmental benefits by promoting sustainable tourism and conservation efforts.
Those are indeed multifaceted benefits. Anita, in your opinion, what are some effective ways to ensure the preservation of these sites?
It's a complex approach, but one key aspect is raising awareness and fostering appreciation for heritage among the public. Education campaigns, cultural events, and guided tours can help people understand the significance of these sites and the importance of preserving them. Collaboration between governments, local communities, and organizations is also crucial. This collaboration can involve implementing policies for conservation, providing financial support for maintenance, and involving local communities in decision-making processes. Lastly, leveraging technology for documentation, monitoring, and conservation efforts can be incredibly beneficial in preserving heritage sites for future generations.
Thank you for sharing those insights, Anita. Before we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to emphasize that preserving heritage sites isn't just about preserving the past. It's about shaping our future. These sites are timeless treasures that enrich our lives and connect us to our roots. By working together to protect and cherish them, we're ensuring that they continue to inspire and educate for generations to come.
Well said, Anita. Thank you for your time and for shedding light on the importance of preserving our heritage sites.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to discuss this important topic.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. Today we have with us Anita, a passionate advocate for preserving heritage sites. Anita, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's dive right in. Anita, could you share with our audience why it's important to preserve heritage sites?
Absolutely. Heritage sites are not just relics of the past. They're living connections to our history, culture, and identity. By preserving these sites, we're essentially safeguarding our collective memory and heritage for future generations. These sites hold huge educational, cultural, and economic value. They're not only beautiful to behold, but also serve as invaluable resources for research and learning.
That's a compelling perspective. Could you elaborate on some of the specific benefits of preserving heritage sites?
Certainly. Firstly, preserving heritage sites fosters a sense of pride and belonging within communities. When people see their heritage being respected and maintained, it strengthens their connection to their roots and instills a sense of identity. Additionally, these sites attract tourists, contributing to local economies through tourism revenue and job creation. They're also educational resources, offering insights into past civilizations, architecture, and ways of life. Furthermore, preserving heritage sites can have environmental benefits by promoting sustainable tourism and conservation efforts.
Those are indeed multifaceted benefits. Anita, in your opinion, what are some effective ways to ensure the preservation of these sites?
It's a complex approach, but one key aspect is raising awareness and fostering appreciation for heritage among the public. Education campaigns, cultural events, and guided tours can help people understand the significance of these sites and the importance of preserving them. Collaboration between governments, local communities, and organizations is also crucial. This collaboration can involve implementing policies for conservation, providing financial support for maintenance, and involving local communities in decision-making processes. Lastly, leveraging technology for documentation, monitoring, and conservation efforts can be incredibly beneficial in preserving heritage sites for future generations.
Thank you for sharing those insights, Anita. Before we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to emphasize that preserving heritage sites isn't just about preserving the past. It's about shaping our future. These sites are timeless treasures that enrich our lives and connect us to our roots. By working together to protect and cherish them, we're ensuring that they continue to inspire and educate for generations to come.
Well said, Anita. Thank you for your time and for shedding light on the importance of preserving our heritage sites.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to discuss this important topic.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which people talk about challenges that a teenager face. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
Being a teenager is an exhilarating phase of life, filled with new experiences, adventures, and self-discovery. It's a time when everything feels possible, and the world is full of opportunities waiting to be explored.
Speaker 2.
Teenage years can be tough as you navigate through a dozen of changes, physically, emotionally, and socially. It's a period of intense growth where you're often facing to find your true identity, relationships, and responsibilities, which can be confusing and overwhelming.
Speaker 3.
Many teenagers express the newfound freedom and independence that comes with adolescence. It's a time when you start making your own decisions, exploring your interests, and shaping your future path, which can be incredibly empowering.
Speaker 4.
There's no denying the pressure and expectations that come with being a teenager. Whether it's academic performance, social status, or future ambitions, teenagers often feel the weight of societal and parental expectations, which can lead to stress and anxiety.
Speaker 5.
Despite the challenges, being a teenager offers countless opportunities for personal and intellectual growth. It's a time to learn from mistakes, develop resilience, and cultivate essential life skills that will serve you well in adulthood.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
Being a teenager is an exhilarating phase of life, filled with new experiences, adventures, and self-discovery. It's a time when everything feels possible, and the world is full of opportunities waiting to be explored.
Speaker 2.
Teenage years can be tough as you navigate through a dozen of changes, physically, emotionally, and socially. It's a period of intense growth where you're often facing to find your true identity, relationships, and responsibilities, which can be confusing and overwhelming.
Speaker 3.
Many teenagers express the newfound freedom and independence that comes with adolescence. It's a time when you start making your own decisions, exploring your interests, and shaping your future path, which can be incredibly empowering.
Speaker 4.
There's no denying the pressure and expectations that come with being a teenager. Whether it's academic performance, social status, or future ambitions, teenagers often feel the weight of societal and parental expectations, which can lead to stress and anxiety.
Speaker 5.
Despite the challenges, being a teenager offers countless opportunities for personal and intellectual growth. It's a time to learn from mistakes, develop resilience, and cultivate essential life skills that will serve you well in adulthood.
That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part 4. You will hear an article about a famous painting that had been painted by a legendary painter 5 centuries ago. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. You will hear the article twice. Answer all the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa 5 centuries ago, between 1503 to 1519, and today it hangs behind a highly protective bulletproof glass inside the Louvre Museum. It is regarded as the most famous painting in the world, drawing thousands of admirers from all corners of the world every day. It has its room and receives mails from fans all over the globe. It is a simple portrait of an ordinary woman dressed in a modest veil, dark robes, and without jewellery. One of the most amazing features of the painting is its simplicity and the details that went into creating it. Ordinarily, painters use lines to create a form, but in this particular one, Leonardo uses light and shadow, a technique that one could have mastered better than Leonardo. He stands a legend in the world of art for his enthusiasm and ability to expound on ideas. There are many paintings by Leonardo that were unfinished or finished by his apprentices, showing Leonardo was a man of research. He had skills in different other subjects, including mathematics, physics, and architecture, which explains his need to try different ideas. The Mona Lisa is aimed at presenting the simplicity of humanity. A closer look mesmerizes viewers, not only because of the style, but the sitter's posture too. No one knows for sure who the sitter is, and this mystery makes it even more exciting. Her enigmatic look has brought out different theories, attempting to explain why the piece is overly famous, but there is just no explanation. Many agree that it is merely a result of chance circumstances and the inherent appeal of the painting that makes it popular. There is no doubt that it is a good painting, and even though it has faced many threats over the years, including violence, the art has retained a high reputation and respect. It was clear from the beginning, as Leonardo worked on it, that it could be the most inspiring piece of work in the history of art. Even though the painting is made of excellent quality, many scholars argue that it is not enough to make it a celebrity. Many other good paintings could easily be better. Perhaps it is the way it was perceived from the beginning. It started its journey with King Francis the Triumphant, who placed it in his palace as part of the royal collection. After the French Revolution, it became a public property in the Louvre. As the museum grew, it moved along with the recognition of the painting. But what made it an even more subject of study was the mystery behind the sitter's portrait. Some scholars concluded it was Lisa Gherardi, the wife of Gioconda, but there is no conclusive evidence of this. Then the whole appearance of the sitter, with her smile and bold appearance, draws mysterious conclusions. In the summer of 1911, the painting was stolen, sending the whole world into a sad mood. It was during this time that it captures the attention of the general public. The newspapers wrote this crime story and carried it worldwide. And when it was returned 2 years later, everyone was cheering. And today, even after centuries, the Mona Lisa receives fan mails, and she has her mailbox. For many years, the Mona Lisa has carried the real value of humanity and nature, and it shall be so for many more years to come.
Now listen again.
Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa 5 centuries ago, between 1503 to 1519, and today it hangs behind a highly protective bulletproof glass inside the Louvre Museum. It is regarded as the most famous painting in the world, drawing thousands of admirers from all corners of the world every day. It has its room and receives mails from fans all over the globe. It is a simple portrait of an ordinary woman dressed in a modest veil, dark robes, and without jewellery. One of the most amazing features of the painting is its simplicity and the details that went into creating it. Ordinarily, painters use lines to create a form, but in this particular one, Leonardo uses light and shadow, a technique that one could have mastered better than Leonardo. He stands a legend in the world of art for his enthusiasm and ability to expound on ideas. There are many paintings by Leonardo that were unfinished or finished by his apprentices, showing Leonardo was a man of research. He had skills in different other subjects, including mathematics, physics, and architecture, which explains his need to try different ideas. The Mona Lisa is aimed at presenting the simplicity of humanity. A closer look mesmerizes viewers, not only because of the style, but the sitter's posture too. No one knows for sure who the sitter is, and this mystery makes it even more exciting. Her enigmatic look has brought out different theories, attempting to explain why the piece is overly famous, but there is just no explanation. Many agree that it is merely a result of chance circumstances and the inherent appeal of the painting that makes it popular. There is no doubt that it is a good painting, and even though it has faced many threats over the years, including violence, the art has retained a high reputation and respect. It was clear from the beginning, as Leonardo worked on it, that it could be the most inspiring piece of work in the history of art. Even though the painting is made of excellent quality, many scholars argue that it is not enough to make it a celebrity. Many other good paintings could easily be better. Perhaps it is the way it was perceived from the beginning. It started its journey with King Francis the Triumphant, who placed it in his palace as part of the royal collection. After the French Revolution, it became a public property in the Louvre. As the museum grew, it moved along with the recognition of the painting. But what made it an even more subject of study was the mystery behind the sitter's portrait. Some scholars concluded it was Lisa Gherardi, the wife of Gioconda, but there is no conclusive evidence of this. Then the whole appearance of the sitter, with her smile and bold appearance, draws mysterious conclusions. In the summer of 1911, the painting was stolen, sending the whole world into a sad mood. It was during this time that it captures the attention of the general public. The newspapers wrote this crime story and carried it worldwide. And when it was returned 2 years later, everyone was cheering. And today, even after centuries, the Mona Lisa receives fan mails and she has her mailbox. For many years, the Mona Lisa has carried the real value of humanity and nature, and it shall be so for many more years to come.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check your answers and copy your answers onto your answer sheet.
Now, that's the end of Para Trial Listening Test.